You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 267, immersion only? Today's challenge, people should be baptized by immersion. One, in Greek, the word for baptize, baptizein, means to dip. Two, immersion fits the symbolism of Jesus' burial. Romans 6, 1-4, Colossians 2:12. And three, when Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water, Mark 1:10, and the Ethiopian eunuch went down into the water, Acts 8:38. Today's defense. These arguments do not show immersion is the only means of baptizing. First, baptizein doesn't simply mean dip. The word that invariably means to dip is not baptizein, but baptein. Baptizein has a wider signification, and its use to denote the Jewish ceremonial of pouring water on the hands, Luke 11:38, Mark 7:4, shows that it is impossible to conclude from the word itself that immersion is the only valid method of performing the rite, International Standard Bible Encyclopedia 1:419. Second, although we are familiar with graves dug down into the earth, Jews were commonly buried in tombs cut sideways into cliffs. Jesus was buried this way, Matthew 27:60, John 20:4-8. The downward motion of immersion does not correspond to how Jesus was buried. Also, the Holy Spirit descending at Jesus' baptism, Matthew 3:16, and when baptism is administered by pouring water on the head, corresponds to the Holy Spirit being poured out on the disciples, Acts 2:33, 10:45. Third, the statements about Jesus and the Ethiopian eunuch coming up out of and going down into the water only show where they were standing when the baptism occurred. They don't describe how it was performed. When Jesus is said to come up out of the water, it means he climbed out of the Jordan River, not that he broke the surface of the water after being immersed. Similarly, we read that the eunuch commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, meaning that they were standing there when Philip baptized him. The fact people were standing in water when baptisms were performed doesn't prove immersion. Christian art from the early centuries commonly depicts those being baptized standing in water and having water poured on their heads. This understanding may also be indicated by the Didache.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.